It's good to be in the house of the Lord tonight, is it not?
Amen.
All right. Wednesday service is a special time. It's like coming into the living room, coming into the Father's living room, and just visiting with family and relaxing and just enjoying each other's company, enjoying the Lord's company. And so we're going to do that tonight, and we're looking forward to Miss Susie's testimony and the word the Lord's given to her, to us through her. It's special to listen to each other. You know, we all have a story to tell.
Amen.
We all do. And what I've told those FCA students years ago, I said, look, God's given you a special story. And if you don't say it, that story's not going to get told because nobody else can tell it but you. And so that's our testimony. It's so special, and we need to, and we are, we are. We need to continually rehearse that, because the good things God's done for us stays fresh when we stir it up and share it. So we're looking forward to hearing from Miss Susie tonight. Well, let's pray. Amen. Father, we love you and praise you. You are so good to us, Lord. Lord, we just look to you, the author and the finisher of our faith, Lord. You are working in us. You are working through us, Lord. And you are, Lord, pouring out your spirit, pouring out your blessings in us. And we give you glory and praise and honor. And Lord, we just return thanks to you in our praise this evening, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
When Miss Elaine Sander asked Tommy and asked me, she is a woman of God, and there is a no words could say no to her. And only words I can say is a yes. And said, Lord, she's asking me, I said, what do you have in mind? And it gave me time to hear what the God says. And here, pastor, he's been preaching life above natural. That means us to go to the supernatural. And then he's been preaching, have a faith in God, and the God kind of faith. And I'm going to talk about Abraham. Genesis 12, and 12, I'm going to read that. When God spoke to the Abraham, and he said, leave this country and go. I'm going to give you the direction. When you don't have any direction to go, you take a step. When you take a step, and then it's a Red Sea is a departed there, and you just keep going it. When you get it, he said, I will bless you, and then I will make your name great so that you will be blessing. And then he said, I will bless them who blesses you and curse him who curses you. And in all your families on the earth will be blessed. So I'm going to put that my name in. This is me. And that this is me. I'm blessed. I am a seed of Abraham's. And so, when God is talking to us, do we hear him? Do we hear correctly? And what are we hearing? Okay, Naya, I pray this. Naya, I got to go next step, what I need to do. And do we pay attention to him? And my Natalie, my granddaughter, was a toddler about 2 years ago. We went on a vacation and the Gatlinburg. And that time with Joanne and the Brad and Natalie is with us. In the resort, there is a lot of people surrounded by that swimming pool. So I was keep watching her and then eyes on her, what she doing. And suddenly her daddy was asking, Natalie. And that child was just turning it up, and she heard her daddy's voice. And then her daddy said, jump, and she jumped it. Saying, who catches her daddy caught her? So what are we hearing? What are we doing it? And what are we paying attention to it? So Romans 10:17 said, faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. And let me say this, I can say faith comes by healing, healing by the word of God. And I can say this, faith comes by prosperity, and prosperity comes by words. So, and the leading this way, and then that just keep power of God's open the door for us. We are making a steps. And so this is Abraham. Now I want to introduce myself and my families. That's my family. And there's my husband, Tommy. And we have two girls and one son. And this is most recently that my son got married. And it was COVID situation. It was just immediate family there. So next month that me and Tommy will be married 46 years. 46 years. And my husband Tommy has a name, but his name is Susie's wife. And everything, everywhere he goes, that's Susie's wife. So he said, my name is Susie's wife. So that's, you know, just talk about. And then most people called, he's a UPS man. And he's an UPS man, you know, and they are. So I want to talk about it, my background, where I come from. I'm born in Korea, but I come from a dysfunctional family. There was a violence, there was alcohol, there was abuse. So there was no compassion and around there, and that could be a Korean custom. So growing up in Korea, we never went out to the eat restaurant. And there's a poverty. So everything was so valuable. So if we can get it through the hands, what we can work with them, that was our supplies. So we had to work ourselves, what we gathering, because we did not have a government support. Everything what you got is yours. We may own 2-3 acres. That's the most family they can provide. And so able to do that, and everybody had to work. So we didn't throw anything away. It was coal. It was hard, but everybody had to work and the growing up. And so there is custom, is a boy or man, they put a higher standards. It's a more important. With the girls, and we'll just get by it. And there's no rewards like that. So we did not have any toys. We did not have any radio. We did not have any necessity. So looking at it, we didn't even have a clock. Okay. Susie, how do you know what time it is? So living in there, there's a mountainside, and there is about sun is going to come up there oh, that's going to be 8 o'clock. When noontime, when you're standing here, or your shadow is standing there, oh, that's going to be noontime. And then when it gets evening time, sun is going to the other side, about that much, about the between the mound. Oh, okay, we know 8 o'clock. And that will be the, without any toys, any necessity. So I want to talk about a bicycle. My friend Jody Hughes gave me the good, nice bicycle. I said, Jody, I cannot ride the bicycle. She said, well, you can learn it. I said, okay then. I brought her beautiful, nice bicycle, brought home. And that time, Natalie was about 6 or 7 years old. She looked at it, oh, it's nice. And I said, well, Natalie, I don't know how to ride it. So 6, 7 years, a bright idea. Well, I can teach you. And I can teach you. I said, I don't think you can. She said, oh, I know how. We went up there, and she was handling it, and we bumped down. And then she streaked her hand there. She's just trying to figure it out. Why it does not work? And then, so we kind of, about 10 minutes there, she said, okay then, I know I can teach you how to ride a tricycle. I said, I don't think I need to. Oh yeah, you can do it. So I looked at a little seat like this, and I looked at myself. I said, I don't think this is gonna work. She said, oh, you can do it. So that's my Natalie's over there. She's about 15 years old. And so she said, just sit down. I said, well, I don't think I can sit down. She said, sit down. So when I'm sitting down that little tricycle, that spring was going to kick like that. I was overweighted in the riding a tricycle. And then I couldn't get out. My knee was stuck to the handlebar. I could not get out. She left me, and she dodged into the inside of the room. Well, she said, it don't work. And 6, 7 years old said. So when I did that, I said, without any toys, so we had to play outside the imagination. I climbed the trees, I run, I played, I mean, you know, just anything that we can think about it and occupied in there. That's, I live in a little village, about maybe 50 houses. It's one little village, so everybody knows everybody. So growing up there, and then pastor was preaching about the plow, and so when if you look at that picture, okay now, and able to help, and the it's not a gardening, it's not a farming, because when you have 2-3 acres, everything you have to done by the hand. So when you're looking at, you see those horses up there, that was me. Okay, my brother was the other side, and the rope was tied around it. So we were pulling it. So my daddy was standing up with a hose in there, a road. So, and the early morning, my daddy asked, you know, get up. And me and my brother had to go out because we did not have any animals at this time. When we have animals, they used the animal to plow up to the rows and everything else when we don't have them. And daddy is not, if he cannot border from neighbors around it, so he used me and my brother. And me and my brother was about 2 years of difference. So we had to pull early in the morning and then go out working and come home and eat breakfast and go to school. So 6 of us, siblings, I have a brother, older brother and sister, and the younger one. And my parents wanted all the children how to read and write. because they was not able to read and write. So my mama and daddy, they know the bonnet. Just to see the picture, this is going to be $5 or this is a $10. They see the just the pictures. So they wanted us to make sure we go to the school and then able to read and write. But with the males, they are high expectation. They want to do the high school. So girls, probably 20%, maybe going to the high school. So school is where it is the first through the sixth grade is elementary school. Seventh through the ninth is going to middle school. And 10th through the 12th is a high school. So we did not have any school bus. We had to buy the books. We had to buy all the material. Had to pay the tuition. So when it's a 5 in school, it's a very expensive. Able to buy the books and then have to pay the tuition. Tuition is like twice a year. And that means a lot of expenses goes out. So without a school bus and the walking any distance, when I have a rubber shoes, that rubber shoes maybe last 3 months. Because it's a gravel, if it's a hole in there, when it's rainy days, water gets up there. And that's okay, because when it's growing up, our feet's getting bigger and bigger, and the parents have to go buy another rubber shoes. So I had one outfit 1 year. That was it. Wears every day, and the weekend is going to come just to wash it, and wears the same outfit just every day. So when I was in the grammar school, my oldest sister, Angie, was already in the United States. So with her, when she says it's a wasting everything, food is wasted there, clothes is giving out, they were not torn at all. And then she just saw how a rich life in the United States is. So she's looking at back in Korea. She just wishes, you know, she want to bring me and my brothers down here because school is free. There's a school bus is, you know, free. Does not have to pay anything. And over there, we have to, you know, everything is so cost. She can go to the trash can looking at it, those good books. She can just want to take it out. And she sees a life in Korea, how the difference it is and the riches. So with her desires, so she wanted to bring me over here. So I was through in the middle school. That means I got through the ninth grade. So when my parents said, you went to the school higher than anybody else, that's going to be enough. So when I was 14, I went to the like a big city and work at the factory. So when I worked in the factory, I worked in the sewing factory. I worked 7 days a week. And then I got paid once a month. And then that might be $50 that a month. We got paid once a month. And so I worked about a little bit over years. I was 14 years old, working in the sewing factory and the walking distance. So I was away from my parents, was cooking and managing everything else. So when I was, and then I worked there, and my sit over here, my oldest sister, doing the working process for me to get here. So I was so excited. Oh, boy. And I never slept on the bed. I didn't know what was the mattress. And then it's going to be mattress. It's going to be inside the water. We had everything we had to draw water is well water. You have to get it. And then everything was just outside in the outhouse. And the living like that, I was so excited. Okay, now I'm going to the United States. That is a good opportunity. So I thought it's going to be so blessed being here. So living in here, and the first thing my sister said, we are not going to talk in any Korean. We are here. You and I'm going to talk in English. And just a bomb dropped. And then every time when I turn around, I speak Korean, she said, speak English. And so me and her had a big argument. Just like Paul and Silas, they had a sharp argument. They went separated it. So me and my sister was going to be separated. So they did not buy the airline ticket right away. They kind of waited. What was my response? Yes, I want to go back home. I said, I'm lonely. I said, culture was different, communication different. I said, I cannot go anywhere. And everywhere here, you have to drive and ride and go and stuff. In Korea, I can walk anywhere. I don't have to have a vehicle. If I want to go, I can walk and go everywhere. So there was a sharp argument. So I was going back to Korea. And, going back to Korea, it was okay. And it gave a couple weeks to kind of let me know. So and just like God is saying, you are going back. If you are going back, you're not going to know me. You know that and your parents, they don't serve me. You're not able to go to church. You're not going to have a fellowship with me. So, and then me and her, my sister, kind of eased it off and decided we stayed. And from there on, so I went to the school. So her goal was me to finish the high school diploma because no girls in my family come out of the high school. So her goal was me to finish the high school. So I was in school here, and it was difficult because being in school, there was a bully there, and its communication was there. In the classroom, it was so hard. So teacher knew me, and I was strive myself to study. So when teacher gave a test, and then teacher said, great job. And the next, another student looked at my paper, and his paper was needed improvement. So going to the teacher, you gave her the great job, and you gave me the just need to be improvement. So teacher did not say anything. And then teacher knew I was trying and working and my best. And then, so they never failed me in the classroom. And they always gave me the like a B and in a high B and B, and then my mathematically I was excelled because the number is universal and everybody uses numbers, and I can calculate it through the head and working on it. So they knew I was trying it. So if you want to put the my graduation. And there is a young Mr. Tudor is there. So I graduated high school. So that was my sister's desire to meet a minister. So she had high expectation. So she wanted me to go higher education. But then I was married to Tommy. And so, and this issue and that issue, always Satan is trying to see. You cannot go to school. You know how it, what is your English state will be. You're going to be failure. So when my sister asked me, are you going back to school? And then I said, I don't know. And when I said, I don't know, it was very disappointed at her. And I can understand that. So when Genesis 15, and God spoke to Abraham, and he said, do not fear, Abraham, I am your shield, your exceedingly great rewards. And that gave me, Susie, don't be afraid. I am with you every step you go. Okay, now, I need you. I want you to send me the angels. So when I prayed, yes, there's angels all around it. And when I'm lonely, I said, Lord, are you going to comfort me when I'm wrong? Are you going to forgive me when I make a mistake? Are you loving me when I'm unloved? So God is a great God. He never fails. And so he hears us. He hears us when we are talking. So God says, Susie, it does not matter where you come from. It does not matter where you've been. But it is very important from now where you're going. Take a direction. When it's wrong, make a correction. And take a direction, God's going to be with you. So I want to talk about how these three ladies, Peter, James, and John, that's Steffi, Laura, and Jody. So we were in Thomasville at the back then there was Ruby Tuesday was there, and the ladies and the ministering together. And Jody said, Susie, if you can find station like a WGN, and there is a minister, Joyce Meyer, Kenneth Copran, James and Betty Robertson, and so forth go on, if you can find it. So that being said, yes, I want to cluster with you. I want to walk with you. So I got up early morning and tried to find that station. And WGN, yes, I did, God showed me. So I was listening 1 hour. This message comes up 30 minutes. James Roberts comes up 30 minutes. Joyce Meyer is coming 30 minutes. And the Kenneth Copeland come in 30 minutes, and then I was just able to listen 1 hour and fellowship with him in the listening. So, and then because I have to go back to, you know, get out the door and go to work. And I want to talk about Laura, that we were in Pensacola, and with a Perry Stone was there. So we all went up there and I listened about the long weekend, listening in a message. So know about the little bit Perry Stone. So I heard that Perry Stone is going to be in Tipton, Georgia. It was Church of God. They got it put together. And then it was in Tipton, and the Perry Stone was there. So me and Laura drove to the Tipton. We got off work 5 o'clock. We dodged it. We got late a little bit there, but there was already praise and worship going on. So me and Laura found a seat. And about 10 minutes we were worship, and Laura just pepped the hammer. When that pepped me through it, there was electricity going on. That was an anointing of woman is there. And then just pepped in, I said, I don't know what is going on in my body. And I didn't know. But it was just electricity went on going on. And then later I recognized that's the anointing that she had, that power of God put it out on me. And the, we were there about over an hour just listening, perished on. And say, but outside was bombarded. There was a thunderstorm was going. Inside was a secure. God was there. And the angel is protected. When we were leaving Tipton, it was, I don't know, it was 10 o'clock. But everything was calm. And we were safe home. That how much anointing that Laura is. And talk about the staffy. And the staffy loves all. And I have issue with it. And staffy always say, you know what? Jesus died for us. Jesus loves the whole world. I love Jesus. And everything she talks about Jesus. And then she said, looking at the fish hook, when the fish hook is going down there, it kind of curves there. But with the God's love, it's a straight arrow, never curves. You know, it's just kind of pointing going forward. And I don't need to go be like a fish hook, kind of bent down there and stop right there. And so that's what Staffy is. And I got a problem. I said, well, let's pray about it. She can pray all night long. She can pray all night long. And I can pray 5 minutes. Okay, Lord, that's done. And I'm done. And the Staffy could pray all night long. And I'm going to talk about Miss Patricia. And the Miss Patricia is a woman of God. I'm calling her. She always said, it's a blessed, praising God. It's all blessed. So one time that my husband Tommy was on the, got hurt, and we didn't get any paychecks comes in. Work must come. It's not like a regular you get a paycheck. So Miss Patricia knew that she was going to the Orlando, and Kenneth Copeland ministry is going to be there. So she invited me to go. I said, Miss Patricia, I don't know I can go. Well, you need to go. And then so I took about $80. I said, that's going to be enough. That's going to be my lunch or, you know, supper. And I got enough. And Miss Patricia said, I got covered. So we went to, and the listening first time on stage with the Copeland was speaking. I mean, that inside was a fire was going on because his eye was red blood. I mean, he was preaching bait. I mean, he just bait so good. So when we got through there, and then Miss Patricia said, we are going to Sarasota. That's Keith Moy is going to be there. So we went over there. Okay, now, that I took my $80. $80 is giving to the offering there. Okay, I don't have any money. And I'm thinking, okay, now, Lord, I don't have any money. And Miss Butcher said, I got covered. And with her ministry, and coming home, so we stopped in the Thomasville. She said, we're going to have a supper. I said, Miss Butcher, I don't have any money. And then top of that, she said, all the time is supper. And I said, Miss Patricia, she said, I got covered. So she and Lucy and Miss Carol Brooks, Highway Hedges, they give out materials, they give out pamphlets, they give out the messages. And so I was so blessed. And I did ask an angel to help me. Angels was there every time. So and then Lord said, what about, you know, do you know the Jesus? Yes, I do. And that, okay, now, what do you want to do? So I was living in the United States. I was not a free. I have a driver's license. I have a social security cards. But I was not a free. I have to report it once a year, and the government where I am, where I reside. So what are you going to do? Well, Lord, I need to become a U.S. citizen. Until then, you do not have any free. You do not have Constitution of the United States. You do not have anything. But when I got the citizens, and then God has changed my name. And my name, he gave me my date of birth. And that because in Korea, my daddy put it down, whatever he can think about it, put the birthday, a year, that's what he did. He just put it down there. Because in Korea, we go by the different calendar. It's called the Lunar Day, Lunar calendar. So I did not, if you ask me what date is your birthday, I said, well, I don't know actually, but God gave me my date, my birthday, a year. And that he changed when I'm taking a citizens, and he gave me the new names. And so, what are you going to do? Do you stay have a free? Do you have a freedom? You know, you got to have a Jesus so you can be free. He's going to set you free. So, yes, I do want to be free. So, when you have a Jesus, and then you can, when you have a Jesus, you can go to the front door. You don't have to go to the back door. I mean, you know. So, and God said, God is already planted it. And Jesus has provided for us. Jesus has purchased for us. That Holy Spirit lead us to great life. Every area of an arena. Like Pastor David was preaching about the be strong in the Lord, buy the good part of faith, have a faith in God. So I've been listening to Kenneth Copeland minister every morning. He is a faith man. Just Abraham is a faith. And keep listening. Have a faith in God. Have a faith in God. Have a faith in God. So don't go back. Susie, if you went to back, and my parents, they were Buddhist. So what there is between fine line, is it? And that you want to have to be Christ in your heart that you want to go. So 1977, I was living in Albany, Georgia, under my sisters. So I knew I want to go heaven. And so ladies taking me to the back room, sister, do you want the Holy Spirit? I said, I don't know what is the Holy Spirit. Oh, I want to go to heaven. That's what I want to do, you know. And then they understood my broken English and helped me to how to pray. So, yes, I got saved. Yes, I have Jesus in it. And that's Jesus is the victory. Just don't go back where you come from. So when I read it, John 13, yes, John 13, 36. And Jesus said, Peter said, he said, Lord, I love you. And then Jesus said, he denied it three times. And that was on the Jesus on earth that Peter denied. And then going back to John 21 and 15, that was Jesus was come back on earth, and that was just only Jesus and Peter. None other disciple was close by. And Jesus asked Peter, "Do you love me?" And he said, "Yes." And he said three times. And the last word that Peter said is, "Lord, you know everything about me." When he said that, he received the power. He did not go back, "Lord, you know what I did. You know I'm failure." He did not go back. So he's going forward. When he received the power, and what did it happen in Acts 3? And then there was a miracle, signs and wonders, a miracle is happened in there. So, and sometimes we get weary, and sometimes we get tired. And I know Pastor David has preached about the fight, a good fight of a faith. And Isaiah 40 and the last word, "Do not fear, I am your shield." That's 40 there. So when we got tired, weary, he said, he give a power to the faint, and those who have no might, he increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young man shall truly fall. But those who waited upon the Lord, our youth is renewed and strengthened, and mounted up like an eagle, and we can run, but we are not weary. And the Pastor David said, let's fight of good faith, and trust in God, and have a faith in him. And thank you for the opportunity to be here.
Amen. Thank you, Miss Susie.
Thank you.
That was wonderful. Thank you, Miss Susie. Thank you, Miss Susie, so much for sharing your testimony. That was beautiful. Yeah. You know, the Lord's done a mighty work in all of us, hasn't he? And we all have a story to tell. Praise God. Let's not hold back. Let's keep sharing. Father, we love you and thank you. Lord, you're so good to us. Thank you, Lord, for Miss Susie, for what you've done in her life, Lord, for raising her up, Lord, from a child in Korea, Lord, with nothing, with nothing but the love of a family. And Lord, you've brought her here to us, Lord. And we share the love of a family with her here. And we receive the love that you have, Lord, for us through her, Lord, by her sharing her story with us. Powerful, Lord. Very powerful story. Thank you, Lord, for that word and that testimony and for the encouragement we receive from her tonight. As we go out, Lord, we go out just thanking you and praising you and giving glory to your name until we come back again. We say thank you, Lord, for leading and directing every step we take. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.